It's the first few bars of a new piece of music by Charles Timberlake. It's called Blue is the Sky. We're going to play it in full here on BBC Radio Solent between now and 8 o'clock. But I'm delighted to be able to welcome Charles into the BBC Radio Solent studio. Charles, welcome back.
Oh, good morning, Tim. Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
I'm trying to remember how long it is since you sat there.
November last year, actually.
Really?
Just prior to that lovely concert in St. Peter's in Titchfield.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, we're nothing if not regular. So welcome back.
Thank you.
What's the last year held for you, Charles?
What's the last year held for me? I think certainly a number of concert evenings, but I think particularly the cathedral tour this year, actually. It was slightly reduced. I visited five cathedrals, but some lovely ministry, Tim, actually, and playing to some, I was going to say people who... I've never wanted people to enjoy listening to my music. I want them to really feel something and be moved. And there was just an example, one, you know, gentleman in Norwich, and he said, my mother died four days ago, and he said, you know, we've come up here today, and he said, as soon as I walked into the cathedral and just heard you playing, and I could just see what, you know, how much I was giving him through my music. And it's very hard to put that into words, but it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
Can you conjure that up, or does it just happen?
I can prepare, and I can obviously pray beforehand, and I can do what I'm supposed to do. I always feel when I'm in a position like that I'm there, to, you know, very much with almost on a mission, if you like. You know, I've really got a job to do. But also, you know, there's the fun element as far as I'm concerned as well. So, you know, it can't all be serious. And I think, you know, I love to have the combination of the serious and the fun. But I think in the main, I just let it come. I kind of, you know, wait to see what happens, if you like. And you can only prepare a certain amount in life, I think. And I feel a little bit like that with the composing, and when I'm sitting down at the piano, and I might be able to say a little more about that in just a moment.
Do you think that music is a form of prayer?
I think very much so, and speaking for myself, certainly as a composer, and I think we've talked about this in the past, Tim, as well, how much I feel when I'm sitting down at the piano that I am being kind of fed. Some people might find that a little bit odd, perhaps, or certainly, you know, interesting. But I do feel that. I certainly feel very much the presence of God when I'm sitting at the piano. And again, you know, I've told you about the ability to go to the piano with one's emotions. And I think that's why it's such a fabulous instrument, because it is a very emotional instrument. And so, again, speaking for myself, I go to the piano with different emotions. If you're feeling, you know, happy and jolly, you can go and have a fantastic time. If you're feeling sad, you know, you can go and derive enormous inspiration, but also enormous comfort from playing. And I hope that I can convey that through my music.
If listening to music or composing music, playing the piano, is a form of prayer, does that mean that your brain is devoid of words at that time? Or do the sort of, you know, the words inside the brain? I mean, when I try and be still and quiet, it's just monstrous in there, because I can't stop thinking.
Mm, mm.
And I'd love to at times. How can you pray through music without also having words?
I think it depends where we're coming from. And this kind of touches on the national anthem. And it's been really interesting listening to your to people's views on the national anthem, isn't it? But for me, it's the music of... that I think is more important than the words. So when I go to the piano, my prayer is not necessarily a prayer of words. It is more a prayer in my mind, if you like. And with the national anthem, you see, again, we're talking about two different things, aren't we? We're talking about the music, and I've always loved this.
It is stirring
stuff,
as a piece
of music. It has so much to offer us. It's emotion, and when it is played, for example, by the band of the Salvation Army band, it's an incredibly powerful piece of music. It's short, it's to the point, but in those few bars, it can convey so much.
Do you think we should change the words but keep the tune?
I I think there's enormous merit in maybe changing the words. And I think at the end of this current Queen's reign, I think that, and I think you touched on this, didn't you, that may be an opportunity to think about changing. I mean, it's certainly been around for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think 1700 and something
is
or other.
Is the composer actually known?
Well, they say it might have been Thomas Arne, don't they? But nobody really knows. On the subject of composing,
okay,
Blue is the Sky.
Yes.
It's just such a beautiful piece of music, if I may say so, Charles.
Thank you,
and I'm going to play
much
it in full for our listeners in a few moments' time. Where did this come from?
It came from a wonderful evening concert that I went to see and to listen to at the Fernium Hall in Fareham. It was given by the Hampshire Police Male Voice Choir and Concert Band, so we were treated to the choir and the band. And it was the most wonderful evening, and I came away feeling incredibly inspired and feeling that I would very much like to write a concert band piece. Now, this was a huge departure for me, and can I just say, Tim, that what a big step for me this is. For many composers, this would be actually a very small step, but for me, I've written lots of music over the years, music for musicals, carols, worship songs, all my stuff, my own compositions, and the work with John Daniels, but have never attempted something like this. So I came away thinking, where am I going with this? So as always, I went to the piano, sat down, and just waited to see what would come, and of course something did come, and I can remember that the first sequence of notes, a very simple la 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 da 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 da, and it's so exciting when you hit upon a sequence like that, and this kind of feeling inside, and you think, actually I think this can go somewhere, you know, that's quite nice, and you can sit and develop it and work on it and just see where it takes you. And then I began to hear the instrumentation in my mind. I could hear the trumpets and the horns and the cornets, and yes, the piece did develop, and I did work on it and kind of ended up with a basic construction of a piece with a change of key. And
the sheet music has now been published.
The sheet music has been published, yes. It was taken up by our Smith & Company. They're a division of the Salvation Army Trading Company. So it means that it, you know, it is accessible. It can be played by bands out there.
And tell us about the recording that we're going to play now.
The recording is, I believe it's by the Maidstone Wind Symphony. There's, when a piece of music is published, you do hand over quite a bit to the publishers. Obviously, I couldn't have done this without the arrangement of Jeff Lawson, a wonderful, wonderful, beautifully talented and experienced arranger, but also an incredibly nice guy. And you know how important personal relationships are to meet him. So with Jeff's help, yeah, I couldn't have done this without him.
Charles, it's lovely to see you again. Thank you so much for coming into the BBC Radio
Silence
Studio.
That's a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Will the recording, and we can give out details in a future week on the air, will the recording be available either to buy on CD or through iTunes?
I gather at the moment it is on a compilation CD, but a not for sale one. I'm really not sure what plans the publishers would have, but I can certainly let you know.
Okay. This is Blue is the Sky. Charles, lovely to see you.
Thank you.